How many of y'all know that name today? You know that name. Hello? You know that name, yeah? Well, let's pray together. I just want to pray. Man, the Spirit is open up in this place, yeah? Huh? Good to see all you university folks like back and happening. Good luck on your studies. May you do well. We'll talk about that in a minute, all right? But this class starts tomorrow, right? That was one of my favorite days in college. I give you that syllabi and you don't have to do anything. It's downhill after that. Then they required stuff. So be ready. Freshmen, be ready to go. Any other, we've got university students. University students. Hey, if y'all don't mind, we just want to embarrass you today. And so if you are a university student, would you stand up? Because we want to welcome you to this place. We're glad you... Hey! Yeah! All right. Good deal. Y'all may be seated and... May every one of you make A's. How's that? Your moms and dad will be happy with that. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Elizabeth's old enough now to have a university student herself. And so it's kind of interesting. Well, let's pray together. Let's pray that we get this today. We've been in a give series. What in the world does it mean? If I'm going to follow Jesus Christ, then I got this Holy Spirit inside of me, so I have a nature to be giving. And so here's our whole deal. If we're going to claim to follow Christ, then this Jesus-following lifestyle's got to get real in our everyday lives, yeah? And we're going to see what God will do with it, all right? Pray with me quickly. Lord Jesus, give us ears to hear what the Spirit says. And Lord, even if we disagree with it, give us hearts to have faith in it. And Lord, I just pray today, I thank you for everybody that's come. I thank you for the students that are here, God. And man, it encourages my heart that it would be university students that want to hear about Jesus. And God, just do great things in their lives, extraordinary things. And Lord, I thank you for everybody else that showed up today to worship. Where two or more gathered, you say, there you are. So we take you at your word. And Lord, as we hear your word today, may it inspire us to actually be what you've made us to be in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Hillview. If this is your first time, we're glad that you're here. And I hope that you realize that Hillview Heights Church is a lot like Southwest Airlines. All right? We're real key on destination. We want to make sure that you get to Jesus Christ. We don't have a lot of frills and bells, but you know what? We have a lot of fun. This is also a place where all people are welcomed. So if you look around and go, why are not all the people white here? Why are they not all black here? Why are they not all from a certain socioeconomic area? Because this is what we believe. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for everybody. And what's cool at Hillview, we don't have to say that. You can look around and see that. And that's where we're trying to get our faith. And it's radical. And so it's radical. I'm going to teach you a radical thing today. If you invest your life, you will have something to give back. And God calls you, the last part of our give series is this, give back. How many of y'all going to give back? After your life's all said and done, you got something to give back because you've been given things. Things have been placed in your life, abilities, functions, talents, skills, and ability. Use them to give back. And let's talk about it. We've talked about the first part. Sometimes we just got to throw it down and give it up, don't we? We got to give it up. Moses had to hold on to what he held on to, his staff, and he threw it down. He gave it up. So keep remembering that. What are the things I need to give up? Then we got to give in. Remember the boys in the fiery furnace. They gave in to what God said, and that brought them through the fire. And then remember last week, anything can be used in the hands of Jesus. Even a lunchbox from a kid can feed the multitudes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, when we deal with God, we deal that is not ordinary, but we deal with that is extraordinary. And so now I want you to go with me to this understanding. I got to give back. I have been given, and I will give back. This week for me has been one of rejoicing and sadness at the same time. I've had to say goodbye to some bros and sisters who lived among us in the congregation that death came to them this week. And I've had to say, see you later in the name of Jesus. And that's not an unusual week for me. That's something I see every week. But I had to say goodbye to some folks that really understood this sermon. They gave back with what they had. And so I want you to know that you're special. You're important. You're followers of Jesus Christ. How many of you all are followers of Jesus Christ? If somebody was to ask you on the street, do you follow Jesus Christ? What would you say? Amen. Huh? Would you say yes? Yeah, please hope, don't say this. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Pentecostal. I'm a non-denominational that's really a denomination. I'm Campus Crusade. I'm FCA. I'm BSU. Whoop-a-dee-doo. Watch this. Everything I just mentioned has no power in it. Now let me tell you something that has power in it. And His name, the name of Jesus, shall be a strong tower. How many of y'all are followers of Jesus? Yeah, I freak people out. People ask me all the time. If I'm like in an airport, you know, sometimes I'm at an airport and they go, what do you do? I said, I am a spiritual consultant. People go, really? Because they think I'm New Age. Especially if I'm out in California. They go, what do you consult on? I said, I'm a follower of Jesus and I teach His teachings. Wow. Dude. Now if I said, you know, I'm the Reverend Steve Ayers from the Hillview Heights Baptist Church in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I'm out of there. Because I really want you to hear this heartbeat. God wants us to live a life not being involved in a religion. And I think you miss a lot until you really embrace this life. And one of the ways to live this life is to learn how to give. And so let's connect to the giving power of God. Jesus tells this parable, this truth, this story, this moment. He said, everybody's been given something. How many of y'all realize everybody's got something going on? Everybody's got something. Go with me to Matthew chapter 25. Did I tell you, everybody's got what? Come on, work with me today. Everybody's got what? Everybody's got something. Look at here. Jesus said, the kingdom of God's like this. He said, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. How many of y'all got a little property? Come on. Young people, you all have property. What do you live in right now? A dorm. It's a 4x4 concrete room. Now, let's behave ourselves so we don't go into another concrete room, okay? In fact, some of y'all know my son Blake. Blake and his roommate Keaton, we took him up to college and we opened the dorm room, you know, freshman dorm room, and it had like this beautiful, like, blah green walls. They were 4 concrete walls, 2 bunk beds, and 2 windows with a tile floor. Blake goes, I'm having a severe downgrade in my life. I said, yeah, I think it's a beautiful way to start. Now, if you don't function well here, welcome to your life. Keaton goes, this looks like a jail cell. I said, yes, it does. I said, but at the jail, the beds are thinner, okay? So be careful. It's not what I was used to. But it's still what? Something. You see, here's what I want to tell you. Use what you've been given, and everybody's been given something. I want to show you that this guy, the master, the owner of all the property, entrusted to his servants something. The scripture tells us he gave 1 5 talents, 1 2 talents, and 1 what? 1. Now everybody got what? I know what some of you are thinking. How come some people get 5, some people get 2, and some people get 1? Because that's the way it is. Young people, can I deprogram your minds for a second? You all have been going through our educational system, and everybody has been working very hard with all of their big degrees to convince you that everybody is equal. That is a crock. That's not true. You line me up against the NFL running back, I can pray, put anointing oil on, jump up and down, get worship in my veins. He will outrun me. That's His what? That's His ability. God doesn't give us all the same abilities. And this will keep you from having to be so exhausted in life. Because how many of you always want to look at what somebody else has instead of investing what you have? Come on. Anybody been guilty of that this week? Anybody looked over at their neighbor and gone, well, they just get to do that. Any of you girls ever gone, well, how come she got that promotion? Well, she just thinks she's better looking. She is. I mean, let's just go ahead and get the facts. There will be better looking people than you. There'll be smarter people than you. And that's not what life's about. What life's about is to take who you are and what you've been given and have something to give back. Amen? Now, I got some good news here. Everybody gets something. Just look at your neighbor and say, I got something. I mean, tell them. Come on, let work with me today. I got something. Now, let's think. Now, once again, how many of y'all say you were a follower of Jesus Christ? Oh, you are? Man, half of y'all just got unsaved today. What's the problem? How many of y'all are a follower of Jesus Christ? Okay, watch. Now, here's one thing I know that you absolutely got if you've decided to ask Jesus Christ your life. How many of you are glad to be forgiven? I don't know about you, but I was glad to be forgiven because I messed up. Anybody else messed up? Okay, cool. Just checking. See if y'all awake today. Man, I was messed up. Any of y'all ever broke the Ten Commandments? I broke the first one. Have no other gods before you. I've had other gods before him. I've lied before. Any of y'all ever lied before? I mean, I flat out lied. Elizabeth said, how much did that cost? And I told her the wrong price. Any of y'all ever lie like that? Like when I'm shopping, Elizabeth, how much did that cost? It was around. How many of y'all have ever been around? Honey, that was like around $100. See, I figure around $100 is $200 or $300. That's around $100. See what I'm saying? But what's that called? Bearing what? False witness. See, I'm a sinner. But I'm also a saint because Jesus Christ has come in my life. He's given me forgiveness and he's given me something to share. And that's his story. All right, church, I'm going to step you up. You ready? How many of y'all want? God's calling with the voice of music today. My cell phone going off. Invite them to church. I want to do that one Sunday morning. Put everybody's cell phone up here with a friend on it, and they can all come to the altar without realizing they're there. Wouldn't that be cool? We just set them on the altar, and they get to come to church. But watch this. Now, everybody, I want you to see the expectation. This is the expectation of your pastoral staff. We believe you've been forgiven. We believe Jesus is serious about what he says. He says, go tell people what's happened to you. You know what I believe? I believe we ought to see 6,000 to 7,000 baptisms in this church per year. Watch this. I'm going to show you how stressful this would really be. Do y'all think you could manage to connect one person to Jesus Christ in 365 days? Does that seem like an overwhelming task? Like one a year? 70 or 80 in a lifetime? One a year. Does that seem heavy duty? Now see, let me show you how this would blow you away. See, this is the potential. Gosh, please, may Jesus Christ wake y'all up to the potential you have as young people. You know what's cool about being young? You can do anything you want to without a whole lot of problems. Now, when you get married, there are a lot of problems when you start doing stuff you want to. But right now, you can do what? Justin Meredith, if you want to become a rocket scientist, could you? Yeah. Can you all imagine a lineman, a football player becoming a rocket scientist? There is a God. See? Don't limit potential. Look at this. What if we had 6,000 people, everybody, every year there were 6,000 baptisms, then there would be like 12,000. So the next year, how many baptisms would there be? 12,000. Huh? Yeah, and then do you see where this goes? Before too long, we're up in Glasgow and over in Edmondson County and up in Hart County, eventually in Louisville. No, let's not go that direction. Let's go Nashville and end up in Florida. Amen? Yeah. But we'd be all, that's what I'm trying to show you. Now, did I tell you everybody's got something? How many of y'all, would you look at your neighbor again and say, I got something? Just because I know. Watch this. Come on, I got something. I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen in the morning. 8 o'clock class, I guarantee it's going to happen. They're going to pull out a syllabi, give you some book written by some foreign name you've never heard in your life. The book's going to be about that thick. The professor's going to come in wearing all kinds of weird clothes. Because, you know, professors dress uniquely. They have a fashion statement all to their own. And they're going to talk like this. The cubicle of the understanding of the syllabi today. And you're going to go, man, I've already failed. You see, this is what happens to us. We got to keep, I got something to be invested. Look at here. One got five, one got two, one got what? One. Let me help you with something. It matters what you do with what God gave you. It matters. And we've had a whole lot of lying in our culture that says, I can do whatever I want to and everything's going to be all right in the name of Jesus. That's not so. To one He gave five, to one He gave two, to one He gave one. Well, let's look what happened. The guy that had five talents, immediately at once, guess what he did? He went and he invested his talents and he got what? Five more. How many of y'all say, all right. See, but now in American culture, we don't like these kind of people. We go, well, they just think they're better than everybody else. No, they're not. They're just taking what they have and what? Using it. I hear people say this about doctors all the time. Well, those doctors make a lot of money. Come on, y'all want a cheap doctor working on you? Man, I do not want a doctor with a Walmart smiley face on top of his head doing my operation. I want a good doctor. I don't care how much money they make. They're going to saw into my head, I want $1 million kind of doctor. I don't want no discount doctor. Do you? Larry, if I'm, you know, an engineer, I don't want no cheap engineer. I want one that can build a bridge where it stays up, especially if I'm rolling on top of it. Huh? I want to show you there's a real investment to do your best and to take what you have and do what? Use it. It's spiritual. Well, God had five. He went and did something with his five, and he got five more. And look at here. It didn't say what they did. It said he just used it. And guess what? The guy with two, he went and he got what? Two more. But the man who had received, verse 18, but the man who had received the one talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Ooh. Now let me ask you a question. How many of y'all are hiding the master's money? This is usually the point of the service when things grow strangely quiet. The uncomfortable silence of, oh no, here it comes. I'm telling you, this guy, hey Dylan, this guy, guess what? He hid his master's what? How many of y'all hiding God's money? Come on, work with me just a minute. How many of y'all are hiding what God has given you? Y'all mean to hit the students here a little bit with some truth? I'm going to give them just a little truth. They may never come back again, so watch. If you're an A student and you're making C's, you're hiding the master's money. If you're a C student and you're making C's, you're faithful. Fair enough? Jack, no C's for you. Because you'd be what? You sandbagging what God has given you. You can read and spell. And you graduate from Warren Central and can read and spell. Amen? Elizabeth can too. She graduated from there. I can read. Praise God for spell check. See, I've always had a prophetic mind. I said, skip the spelling, they'll have that taken care of by the time I need it. And they did. Spell check. Do you know I even spell so bad, spell check can't check me? That's when you know you can't spell. When spell check answers back, what? Okay. All right, look at here. Don't hide the master's money. Guys, don't hide the master's money. Watch this, I'm going to show you right now. If you make $20 a week and you give two of those dollars to the work of the Lord, you have invested
and you are hiding nothing. There's going to be a day. Let me ask you a question. What if God asked you this question? What did you do with the hidden money? Because let me tell you what. Every follower of Jesus that doesn't tithe is hiding the Master's money. And you're going to give an account for that one day. I know, because this story's in red letters. And I bet this ain't going to work on the day of account. Well, Lord, now, I had children. Like he don't know. He knows. Listen to me, folks. I don't want anybody to be in trouble here. That's why I tell you the truth. It'd be much easier for me to make up stuff like other people do so you think I'm cool. I'd rather let you hear what Jesus said so you'll be blessed. And guess what? Right now, the evangelical church in America, guess what the tithe ratio is for us? 2%. That stinks. Those faithful Americans, even Republicans, with all their family values and traditions, are 2% obedient. See, here's what I found a long time ago. That's why I laugh at people. It's easier to talk family values than it is live them. That's been obvious here lately. It's easier to vote than do. And it's easier to hide what God has given you instead of invest what God is in you. Makes sense? So he hid his master's money. He was scared. He hid his money. Check this out. How many of y'all have ever drank 2% milk? I mean, how gross. How many of y'all found whole milk is better? Absolutely. I mean, watch this. If God wanted 2% milk, you'd be milking a cow getting 2%. But God wanted you to have all that good stuff in there. Now, he don't want you to drink a whole lot of it, or you'll be, you know, whole milk will grow you. But just think about it. I mean, I thought about this. The evangelical American church is drinking 2% milk. Elizabeth's even worse than that. She drinks skim milk. Now that's just... Oh, y'all are crazy. That's like white out with water in it. That ain't even milk. White out with water in it. Elizabeth B., she has her cereal over there. She puts this whitewash on top of it. She looks at me and goes, hey, this is healthy. I said, it's gross, too. So now I give me some Red Cap, whole milk, baby, full tilt. Go for the gusto. Pour it on them Cocoa Puffs. That's a double blessing. In the morning, Elizabeth said, you know what? You're going to die. I said, you're right, and you're going to die, too. And I'm probably going to die first. But I'm going to die happy. And you're going to die going, I'm dead and ate cardboard all my life. And I'm going to say, hey, I died, but I lived it while I was here. No, y'all got my 2%. It's not the full deal. Church, dream with me. There's two things I want you to get today as a church. What if every one of us shared the message of Jesus Christ? And just every one of us. Students, listen, I'm going to let y'all off the hook. If you're going to be here, I'm going to tell you the truth. Don't come to me begging me that you need money for a mission trip. You own one. It's called McCormick Hall. What hall are you staying in, Jack? Barnes Campbell. They need Jesus. What's the Josh? What's the honors? They didn't have honor students when I went to Western, huh? Minton. Guess what's up there? The mission. Any KAs in the house? There's some people, just because I know this, that are KAs that could need Jesus. Some Pikes need Jesus. Even SAEs. That dress really nice. Elizabeth, now, when she went to college, she personally took that as a mission over there. She's over at the SAE house trying to get everybody saved, so she told me. As I was up there at Georgetown College, being true to the football field. No, I'm bearing false witness again. Things happen sometimes, don't they, huh? 2%. Hillview, we probably fall in line there. I'm just showing you the potential in the dream. If we tithe as a church, what would happen? Well, let me ask you a question. If it would be awesome, then why don't we do it? You know what I think it is? I think a bunch of preachers dumb it down so people will feel all right being a one-talent individual. And I'm just going to tell you about the one-talent dude, and I'm going to give you straight up, and you got to draw your conclusion. But now, if you say you're going to follow, then what do you need to do? Follow. And if you're not going to follow, guess what you need to say? I'm not a follower. I'm not a follower. I'm a spectator, but I'm not a follower. Because a follower will invest. A follower gives it up, gives in, guess what? Gives it away and gives it back. That's a follower. I want you to be a what? Follower of Christ. Why? Because the Bible said you need to be a what? What did Jesus say? Come and believe my doctrinal statements. Is that what Jesus said? Where is one time when Jesus said, come and follow my doctrinal propositions? Where is that in the Bible? One time. Be careful, university students. There's a whole crew of y'all following Jesus that think you found something new by having clear and defined doctrine. That's as old as Gnosticism. That's real old. It's just so old it looks new. It's not what you state you believe that makes the difference. It's what you live that you believe makes the difference. Why not tell them the truth? Five-talent guy invested. Two-talent guy invested. Guess what? Daddy came home. How many of y'all have ever had this situation? Parents went out of town. They said, don't have anybody over to the house. And maybe you didn't take them serious. And you had like a few hundred people over to the house. How many of y'all had them come back before you thought they were going to come back? Well, this is what happens. The master returns. After a long time, the master of those servants, he returned. And look what he said. The man who had received five talents brought another five. And guess what? The guy who had two talents, he brought back what? Two talents. I want you to see what happens. Now listen. How many of y'all fear the day of judgment? You should have no fear on the day of judgment if you're being faithful in Jesus. In fact, how many of y'all will love to give this report? Jesus, I tithed. I did what you asked me to. I loved you. I shared my faith. Man, I'm glad to see you. I am glad to see the reality of you right here in front of me. Man, things are good. Here, I'll show you how it works. I remember the one semester that I had like really cool grades. Like A's and B's. I remember the semester before that, I did not have really good grades. And when I had to go see my father to show him my grades, this was in an ancient day when your parents could ask you about your grades. This was in a day, even in the university, since your parents were paying for it, they could call up and say, what are my son's grades? And the university would go, here they are. And then he would hang up the phone and say, I guess you're wanting to pay for the next semester, aren't you? Huh? Well, this particular summer, the rocket scientist that I was, I decided that I was, man, college, I was done with it. Any of y'all ever got that feeling? I'm done. I ain't going to school. I'm going to hang still. I'm going to make money. In fact, I can make more money than a professor hanging still. Well, I hung still. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I came home at 7 o'clock in the night. Everything hurt on my body, including the toenail of my little toe. And I got to thinking as I was hanging still, I said, you know what? I bet I ain't going to be able to hold these beams up quite as well when I'm 65. The next semester, I decided to become educated because I was motivated. I said, I'm going to see what God would do with what if I actually applied myself. Man, I had like A's and B's. Now, y'all need to understand, for me, that's big time. A's and B's for me was like having a 6.0, okay? But when I got that semester, guess how I ran to my mom and dad? Take a guess. I came in, look, I had that card, you went to Kentucky. Bam, I laid it out on the dinner table. I said, check that out, Daddy, check it out, A's and B's. I said, is that 3.1, something or another? I never had one. I didn't know how you said that. My first semester, I had a three-dog night report card. One is a lonely number, a real lonely number. And my dad, man, my dad almost went Pentecostal. My dad never goes Pentecostal. And he went like, son, that's awesome, that's great. Well, over sitting there was my little sister. Ms. Genius. She has two or three PhDs now. She teaches up on the hill, and I hope that none of you all ever have to take her. And she's extremely intelligent. She goes, if I made a 3-0, you'd have jumped all over me. He said, Nancy, if you made a 3-0, you would be way below your ability. But here we have accomplished beyond our ability. That, guess what? I wasn't offended by that. You know why? Because a 3.0 for me was big time. I never had anybody sign my yearbook, most likely to have a 4.0. Nowhere did anybody guess me at that. I mean, I was guessed to either be like a politician or a criminal. It was one of the two things people thought I would be. Or one in the same. Who knows? But you know what? I realized, man, I got to invest who I am and a blessing will come forward. Now look, this guy with one talent, he hid himself. And I'm about to close today, so I want you to hold on. Don't hide who you are in Christ. Because Jesus comes back, five guy, two guy. Guess what Jesus said about them? Well done, good and faithful what? How many of y'all want to hear that from heaven? Me too. Because I want, the Lord asked me, Steve, what did you do with what I give you? I told Billy Bob about you and Sally Sue, and I tried to give a good witness and be real about you. Lord, how many of y'all got a report to give God? He said, Lord, he said, did you tithe? Yeah, tithe, Lord. Did what you asked me to do, and I found that it always worked. Because the areas in my life that I didn't do what you asked me to do, I always found hell. Now, how many of y'all are always worried about what somebody else is doing? Anybody worried about what somebody else is doing? Come on. Now, guess what? I'm going to tell you something. People will get you to doubt who you are. And I want to tell you something very biblical here, so don't freak out, okay? To the hell with what they say. How many of y'all get a little attitude about yourself? To the hell with what they say. I'm tired of listening to people. They don't know. How many of y'all have discovered this? Man, y'all are getting a wealth of stuff today. Your first service here. Watch this, I'm going to blow you away. See if I'm not right this semester. People that don't do anything talk a lot. People that do it, they don't have to talk a lot. Like, you know what? I don't defend Hillview Heights Church. You know, a lot of people talk about us. Guess who talks about us?
You know, we don't like the way y'all do this. We don't like...
To the hell with what people say. Now, I'm not cussing here. I know some of y'all think I'm cussing. If I was cussing, you'd know I cuss. I'm good at it. All right? This is just talking. Literally, because guess what? That's hell talking to you. And let me tell you, when you start hiding, you're letting hell get in your ear. Because hell will tell you, you don't have enough, you don't have an ability, you can't do something great. But heaven tells you, I have entrusted you with some of my property. I have made you a wonderful person. I have forgiven you, and you do have wonderful abilities. Now go live! Guy with one talent comes back. He had been listening to everything but Jesus. He didn't hear his master's heart, because look what he says. He comes back and says, what about you? Well, I can hear him.
Well, the master who had received one talent came. Master, he said, I knew... You know, these people whine all the time. Have you noticed? I knew that you were like... You were a hard man harvesting where you'd not sown and gathering where you'd not scattered seed. So since I really knew you, and so I was afraid, I went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you. Uh-oh. How many of you, if God returned today, the only thing you hold in your hand is what He gave you?
Hello. What if you're like 80 years old and all you can say is, I'd like to thank God when I was 7 years old, I received Jesus in my life, got baptized down at the creek.
If that's your only testimony, you're in the same spot as the one talent guy. Now, here's a 5-2 kind of mentality. When I was 7 years old or 8 years old or whenever years old, I asked Jesus Christ into my life. I realized that He had forgiven me and that He loves me and He's empowered me and He put the power of the Holy Spirit in me. And because of that, I was able to close some naked folk and welcome some strange folk and visit the prisons. And I was able to make a difference with what God had given me. That's the explosion. Whoa! God, here's what happened because you came in my life. Because I'm close on this. It don't be a one-talent mentality. If you got one talent, that's fine. Invest it. Because here's His response. Oh, so you know who I am. Now notice what He said. Verse 26. I want y'all to see this. Verse 26. Because I know some of y'all are going to get offended right now because what Jesus says is not politically correct right here. And He ticks some people off. Jesus will tick you off. Even if CNN does an interview with Him, He'll tick you off. Jesus says things like this. You wicked, lazy servant, not a good feel. You don't want to stand before Jesus and hear these words. You wicked, lazy what? Keynote. I'd stay away from two things in my life. Wickedness. Y'all got it. Because guess how you end up with nothing? Wickedness! How many of y'all are lazy? Maybe about 5 of you honest. How many of y'all, your parents let you be lazy? Shame on them. And if you're a parent, don't return the favor. Parents, the greatest thing you can do is keep your children from being lazy. If they're sitting there staring at a TV for 4 hours a day, that's called laziness. Get thy rumpeth up off the couch and move it in a direction of making life happen. Come on, university students. Hey, I know about the freshman 15. Where's that come from? Huh? What does MTV, VH1, The Real World, what's its philosophy? You can do absolutely nothing with your life, be lazy on your morals, be lazy with how you put your life together, and you're going to end up blessed. Lie from hell. Got that? You can't be lazy with stuff. Girls, y'all are a good-looking bunch of young ladies. Don't date a bum. This would be an indication of a bum. It's 27 years old with 3 degrees and no job. Bum. You ought to have a little bum detector going, bum, 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 bum approaching. I am woman of God. Back off, bum. I will kung fu chop you in the name of Jesus. Because I have to deal with people that make these decisions. Now, watch this one. I had this one over there. Well, Pastor Steve, we don't know why we don't have any money. I said, why don't you know? Well, I married this guy. I said, did he have a job? No. I said, why would you marry a jobless individual? It's because you don't want any money. I mean, if I was a woman, I'd check a dude out. Do you go to work? How many of y'all glad you got a God that doesn't leave work? How many of y'all glad you got a God that'll do overtime? How many of y'all glad you got a Jesus that'll invest in you? And He never gets tired of it. Man, that's beautiful. Well, let me close it out. The wicked, lazy servant, you know why he messed up? He didn't know the heart of his master. He didn't love his master. He said, if you knew who I was, you would at least put that money in the bank and brought me the interest. You know what I believe? If that servant had brought Jesus the interest, if he had the interest to give back, God would have blessed him the same way as the 5 and the 2. So have you learned something today? Live a life in such a way that you have something to what? Give back. So it better be more than just a bowling trophy. I found those big bowling trophies you get, they go for 15 cents at a yard sale after you're dead. I go, man, I don't know who that guy was, but we're going to pull his nameplate off and use this at our bowling tournament. 15 cents. It's not about trophies. Do you have something to give back? Amen? Hey, y'all give yourselves a hand today. It looks like you listened well. Did you learn anything? Anybody learn anything? Huh? For those of you that have been to church for your first time, you have survived. There will be t-shirts out back that says, I have survived the Hillview experience. But the question is, do you want to come to life? Here's what Jesus said. He said he came to bring us life. He told us the truth. We'd all sinned. How many of y'all that far along? I mean, you may look at me and say, Pastor, I've never drank a beer. Guess what that means? You've never drank a beer. So that means you're going to be alcohol-free in hell. You might want a beer when you get there. It's pretty hot. You'll want it cold. You say, Pastor, I ain't never smoked a cigarette. I must have salvation. That means you're going to be smoke-free here on earth. You will be smoking eventually. These things won't save you. Well, I've never looked at a woman with lustful eyes. If you're 19, you're a liar. Which is a breach of the false witness. See what I'm talking about? Let's get honest with it. No, I want you to hear my heart, because it's Jesus' heart. All of us have sinned, and all of us need Jesus Christ. And here's God's greatest investment. He entrusted His grace in our lives. He said, I'm going to forgive you for where you've messed up so you can live like I originally designed you to live. Hey, guys, I know I sound crazy. I mean, so crazy. I know it's so easy to sit here in church because the guy's off the hook. Will this stuff work? Hey, be the generation that tries it. People ask me all the time, is the Bible true? I said, it is for me. I see it still happening today. For a lot of people, the Bible doesn't seem true because nobody will step in faith in those areas. Yeah. Just go live a great life. Anybody got a problem with living a great life? Well, give that back to God. God, I'm forgiven. I want to share it with somebody. God, I'm loved. I want to love somebody. God, this is real. I want to go live it. Amen? What do you think? Well, here's the deal. You never. And some people ask me, how come you all give an invitation every Sunday? People going to hell. That's my number one reason. I know. Pastor Harris, do you believe there's really a hell? Let me help you with that. Yes. Do you believe I'll go there if I don't have a relationship with Jesus? Yes. Does God want you to go there? No. In fact, He loves you so much that He stretched out His arms on a piece of wood and shed His blood so you don't have to touch that experience. He entrusted heaven in you. And now He says what? Live it. Anybody here today, I don't care where you've been, what you've done, today, if you were willing to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sin. I believe You're real, Jesus. I believe You died on a cross. I believe You've risen from a grave. And I believe You'll come into my life. Come into my life, and I'm going to start following what You say. Man, if You're willing to do that, I'm going to tell you what. I don't know a sin Jesus can't forgive except this one. Total rejection of His offer. Now, guess what? There's some people here today, and guess what they need to do? Receive Jesus. You know, in a crowd this size, and we're in South Central Kentucky, I guarantee you there's some people here today that have religion but have not Jesus. Scary. It's scary, man. It scares me to death. It's scary. Maybe today you need to come and say, God, you know what? I'm not using what You gave me, but today I've been convinced I'm going to start. And so pray for the power to do that. Amen? How many of y'all want to see God do something big in your life? All right, look, and let's just look at this. We've already decided today, and guess what? The 8 o'clock service and 9:30 service said the same thing that you all did. If we all tithed, and every one of us shared, that claimed to follow Jesus, shared Jesus' story in our life to other people, this would be a totally different place. So if we all agree upon that, then guess what? We're responsible for doing that. It's that simple. It's that simple.
Just let that happen. Amen?
All right, let's pray together. Lord, bring us to the altar. You're the one that causes it to happen. You're real. Lord, I thank you for all the cool young people here today. And I thank you for all the cool old people here today, too. I just thank you that people showed up today. Lord, I never take that for granted. But somebody's here today that you've spoken to deeply and said, you know what, it's your time to be connected to me. It's your time to get obedient in baptism. It's your time to start tithing. It's your time to start listening to me. It's your time to let go of stuff that's killing you and start breathing in stuff that will bring you life. It's what? Time. So today, I just hope, oh, we have a moment at the altar where God can just bless you. Would you be open to His blessing? That's the question. All right, you ready? You can look up here. It's cool. You can open your eyes. We're still in prayer. We're going to have an altar call, which means this. This gives you an opportunity to respond if you've kind of, you know, sensed, hey, man, God said something to me today. I need to do something with this. You say, well, Pastor, is this a tough life to live? Yes. Yeah, it is. Not many people agree with it in America. Most people in America say, get as much as you can before you leave. Jesus says, give it all away, it doesn't matter.
Crazy.
Jesus says, bounce your last check. My financial advisor says,
make sure you have enough for your kids.
Hopefully I've given them something where they can go on. Give back. God's given in to you something great. Amen. Maybe today we just need to come and say, God, thank you. I recognize some of the abilities and things you've given me, and I'm using them, and I thank you. But today, if you've never asked Christ in your life, we do want to talk to you. Maybe you don't even want to believe today, but you want to say, hey, I want to think about this. Well, guess what? We'll come think about this with you. Let's see God do something wonderful. I think there's over 20,000 students on the Hill today. Is that true? Any professors in here that know the stats? Huh? How many people are at Western now? 18,000. You know, I bet a lot of these people really don't have a relationship with Jesus yet. What do you think? Church, thank you for being a church that's willing to open its arms to students. I believe in that. Amen. It's a great way to do world missions because these students go everywhere. Let's keep opening our arms to loving people. Amen. So here's what I'm saying today. You're right. You're a mess. And I'm a mess. Together, we're a big mess. And God wants to bless us. Because then guess what? We become a blessed mess. And that's a good thing. Amen. Well, let's stand. If you need to come, you feel the Spirit calling you, you want to come and be baptized, you come. You just let God touch you right now. And everybody hang out. Just kind of pray. You can sing. Keith, he'll lead you in a great song. But if you need to come and talk about what God will do in your life, there'll be some pastors up here to talk to you. Right now, this altar's open. And you just come if you need to come. We're going to take just a few minutes. We're not going to spend 15 minutes doing this because you know what I believe? If God's calling you, you'll get up here. If you're ready to come, you'll come. So let the Lord have you and touch you right now. Thank you, Lord. Come on, church.